Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to this program. Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad. For today, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to talk about some of the brilliant characteristics and traits of Noble Prophet Muhammad. I cite some of the verses of Noble Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealing with some of the traits of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad. Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad. Nida'un 'inda dhil 'arshi tawajjad. Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad. Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad,
ya
Let me start by this beautiful, actually, verse of Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the Noble Prophet Muhammad. He said that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Indeed, Allah and His angels bless the Prophet. All who have faith, invoke blessing on him and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner. Very beautifully put, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the high rank and position of Noble Prophet Muhammad. And I think actually only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could describe some of the characteristics of Noble Prophet Muhammad. That which we find in the verses of Noble Quran, very beautifully put, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to describe some of the aspect and high ranks of Noble Prophet Muhammad. But still, I believe that we cannot do justice to that. And unfortunately, we are not aware of the high position of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Many people, they claim that we are followers of Noble Muhammad, we are lovers of Muhammad, but actually, indeed, maybe they are not, because they are ignorant of the high rank and position of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Please review some of the verses of Noble Quran with regard to this great servant, righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets, and higher than other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will expand on that. But before that, prior to that, in this beautiful verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, indeed Allah and His angels bless Prophet Muhammad. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself and His angels blessing the Noble Prophet Muhammad. It did not stop, it did not pause, rather continuously Allah sending His mercy and blessings to Noble Prophet Muhammad. Not only Allah, rather beside Him, His angels.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
You know that, of course, nobody can count the angels. We don't know exactly how many angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounding in the heavens. But actually, He said that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. They continuously sending the blessings and mercy to the Noble Prophet Muhammad. And then He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O those who have faith, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. you invoke blessing on him, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner. Of course, I need to add these points that, my dear esteemed listeners, in many narrations of Ahlul Bayt, the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, they say that if you want to send your blessing to the Noble Prophet Muhammad, say in this way, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, send your mercy and blessing to Noble Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. According to the narrations of Sunni and Shia, they have been mentioned that the accurate sending blessing to Noble Prophet Muhammad is in this manner that I mentioned. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the Noble Prophet Muhammad, وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِينَ, he is the apostle of Allah and he is a seal of the Prophet. As I said in the beginning, the rank and the position of Noble Prophet Muhammad is much higher than other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me share one narration from Aisha, the wife of Noble Prophet Muhammad. In this narration, an Aisha, she said that Anna Nabi said, Noble Prophet said, Ana Sayyidu Wuld Adam wa Aliyun Sayyidul Arab. I am the master of the children and descendants of Prophet Adam. Very beautifully had been put. I'm quoting this narration from Al-Mustadrak, which has been compiled by Hakim Nishaburi. Noble Prophet Muhammad said that I am the master of the descendants of Adam. So the position of Noble Prophet Muhammad is higher than everybody, including other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he completed, added one other point, وَعَلِيٌ سَيِّدُ الْعَرَبِ, and Imam Ali, alayhi peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, he is a master of all Arabs. And actually, Imam Ali, alayhi salatu wasalam, he is a righteous successor, immediate successor of Noble Prophet Muhammad. And of course, many other narrations in this regard that let me share another narration of Noble Prophet Muhammad. He said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَضَّلَ أَنْبِيَاءَهُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى جَمِيعِ النَّبِيِّينَ. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the position of all prophets of Allah higher than the angels, and my position is higher than other prophets. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ جَمِيعِ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ, and my position and my rank is higher than other prophets. And immediately after that, he said that وَالْفَضْلُ بَعْدِي لَكَ يَا عَلِي وَلِلْأَئِمَّةِ مِنْ وُلْدِكَ. And Imam and Noble Prophet Muhammad said, but after me, the privilege is for you, O Ali, and for the other a'immah and the imams of your progeny. So, Noble Prophet Muhammad himself, in numerous narrations, quoting from him in the Sunni resources and of course Shia resources, wanted to see that my successors and my purified Ahlul Bayt, they are, my successor after me, and of course the privilege and the position is higher than other people, of course, after Noble Prophet Muhammad. I will follow up this point, and inshallah, in upcoming session, I will expand on this issue. Thank you for having me. Wassalamu alaikum.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad.
Rasulullah, Rasulullah.